an anesthesiologist.
You're not going to win that battle.
No. They say telephone negotiations failed.
Do we have a name on this guy?
Well, for the third time, Dr. William Blessing.
Good Lord.
Oh. Are we going to have to go TV off on you?
No. I just somehow missed that.
This guy, fortunately, doesn't want to remain anonymous.
No, he doesn't want to remain anonymous.
Okay, I guess anonymity is still a big deal with me.
So telephone negotiations failed. A Dallas police SWAT team shows up at the house, surround the home.
What's his first name?
William.
Mm.
Dr. William. This is all happening, by the way, after 2 o'clock in the morning. He surrenders at 3:15 a.m. No shots were fired. He specializes. He's affiliated with the Baylor University Medical Center in Dallas. He specializes in anesthesiology and pain management. And here's his photo, just in case you've ever seen him walking around town, beating up people. Doesn't have a record, though. But he does now.
And an AK-40.
And an AK-47. You know how you have those at your house a lot? In case Iraqi insurgents storm the neighborhood?
In case you want to go
just a
quail
minute.
Hunting.
We're finding an irregularity in the community quick hit story.
Okay.
Says he was arrested on a DWI in April of 98.
Oh.
And pleaded guilty the next year and was sentenced to 60 days in jail, probated for 2 years and a $750 fine. He completed probation and the case was discharged in Feb 2001.
Well, he had no violent criminal history. Snake!
He just had a taste for booze.
Hmm.
Either way, it really doesn't explain how you have a stockpile of weapons at your home. Did we hear the story yesterday about the kid who shot the mom in the back?
The 5-year-old kid?
Yeah. Just grabbed the gun somewhere.
Now, it says here his middle name is Scott. And there used to be a really good football player at Hillcrest named Scott Blessing.
He's 59. That guy is. Would that fit the bill?
Might.
Might could have called that game.
No.
He would have been 12.
Wonder if that's him. The same Scott Blessing. Had a brother named Brian. Came up later on.
Don't know. Do not know. Yeah, the parent's gun went into, she's working on the computer, and, you know, he didn't know what the thing is, and just pulls the trigger, shoots her right in the back as she's working on her computer.
Dead?
No, she lived.
Thank goodness.
But they're going to press charges against the parents, or they're looking to do it.
You know what?
What
they
an
should.
Unfortunate story.
You know what? They should.
Yeah, I agree. Guns
so
should
the
not
lady
be
gets,
lying around.
The lady gets shot by her kid, and she goes to jail.
Yes, that's right.
That's called irony.
That's hell. But if you've got guns and you live with somebody else, they need to be properly stored.
Yeah.
And if you've got kids, I don't care. Put one of those quick locks on it, or it won't fire.
Or just keep water guns. That's always.
I think guns are good.
That's pretty stupid.
You know what?
I always keep my handgun in a nice Hot Wheels case.
When are we ever going to get
to the kids will never find it there.
When are we ever going to get to the stage where we're like Europe and we don't need handguns to protect
never.
Ourselves?
Never.
Usually put mine in the Halloween candy bowl.
Well, why is it that they can live that way and we can't?
Because
different
they don't
culture,
have
different culture. We like violence. They like sex. We like sex,
I mean,
too,
if we
but
do
we just
away
don't
with
put
guns,
it out in public.
If we do away with guns, what are the rappers going to sing about?
They can still hit their bitches, Grego.
That's a good point. Oh, and the Lincoln Logs canister is a fabulous hiding place.
I never thought of that.
Try it.
How about build a little fort, a little Lego fort around it?
Keep your gun in that.
Those dirty bastards over at the NRA would never allow us.
No, that's another reason. They don't have the lobbying power.
No.
In Europe.
Well, over at the Colonial Golf Tournament.
Don't do this story today.
What?
We really don't have time.
Dump it.
What? You don't have to dump it. Okay, that's fine.
What story?
Yeah, because this is a good one.
This is a big story.
Is this the one that you thought was going to take off, or do we need any quick hits, Corby?
Yes, this is the big story. This story needs a little bit more time.
All right, maybe we can do this outside of...
Better placement
You know what? You're right. And if you break now, you get a nice, strong, full mix with Richard Hunter.
All right, let's do that.
Well, I don't want to break now.
It's 47.
I just don't want this story done now.
We're late.
You got anything else?
No, that's it. Mix with Dick.
That's it?
Well, you want me to do this story?
Well, no, I don't.
Okay, well, yeah, this was
I thought you might come in ready for...
Good God, he can't even keep a straight face.
I've got a trivia question for you.
I thought you might come in ready for Community Quick Hits.
So I am. I am ready.
With more than two stories.
Mr. Tomato Head.
I have a trivia question,
too. This Colonial was going to take 10 minutes. That's why I don't have any more stories.
Well, if you'd have led with it, we'd have been fine.
Shut up.
Go ahead. I have a trivia question for you.
Go ahead. What's your trivia question?
Baseball. You know what current major leaguer has the most consecutive service time with the same team?
Dolph Lundgren.
Oscar Sturgis.
That is incorrect.
What was the question again, Greg?
Paula Kahumbu. What current major league baseball player has the most consecutive service time with the same team?
John Smoltz.
That's a good answer. And you know what? He is... I think third. The Lawanga Mabenga.
Why are you so infatuated with the Africans?
Not true.
Certainly not Carm Castillo.
No, not him.
Yeah.
Probably would have been Edgar, but he's gone.
Excuse me.
No. How many years did he play?
About 15 or so, didn't he?
If he played 15, it didn't work.
It would have been Larkin.
Mm. That's who it would have been.
But that's not the answer you're looking for here?
He was number one, and he got pushed. Well, when he went away, the guy in second place is obviously the leader now.
How long has Bonds been with the Giants?
Not long enough.
How many years?
I'll tell you exactly how long it is.
What?
16 years, 99 days.
Good God.
With the same team. Matter of fact,
is one of the killer bees?
Lyle Blackwood?
Bagwell? Biggio? Berkman?
No.
All right, I'll say Bagwell.
Oh, you're so close.
Biggio.
16 years, 99 days. And he's also in the same boat as Larkin. It's the only team he's played for.
Well, not only is that a bitchin' trivia question, it keeps us from having to mix and mingle with Big Dick and probably gets us out of the 2-minute drill all in one fell swoop. How about that?